When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Alicia Gogan, the host of the Glow Up Secrets podcast, where I help you expand your mind and become more self-aware so that you can glow up into the best version of yourself. Oh my gosh, guys, we have so many things to talk about today. I'm really excited for this episode because it's going to be very chit-chatty. We're going to do updates. We have a lot of updates, and we're going to talk New Year's prep as well. So, first off, I don't know if I told you guys that I left my job. I feel like I mentioned it in an episode or maybe a YouTube video. I make so much content now, sometimes I forget where I'm mentioning things. But for those who don't know, I was a bartender / server for the past year and a half as I was building my business, aka all of my social media platforms. So any day that I was not serving, which was I did majority of the time, I was doing 5 to 6 shifts a week. I was recording podcast episodes. I was batch filming. I was creating YouTube content. I was doing TikToks. I was working for brands. I did all of that, like every single day. There was literally no days where I was just chilling, which I don't promote because I'm very much so about balance and soft life and all these things. Now, I think the reason why I was able to do that was because I really am on purpose right now. I really love what I'm doing. And I've gotten really smart at how I work in terms of working smarter, not harder, and batch filming and also cycle syncing. So I am putting more on my plate on the weeks that I know I'll have more energy and putting less on my plate when I know that I'm about to menstruate, all of those things, which I talk about a lot of that in all my YouTube videos. But this is the first year I have been making money off of social media, but it's also been like my only year that I've been on social media. I started growing my TikTok platform last year around the fall time, and that's kind of kickstarted everything for me. And I didn't get my first brand deal until the beginning of this year. And I have been working with brands obviously through the spring, through the summer, and building up different sales from journal prompt guides that I've done, and I've done some coaching, and just recently I've been monetized on YouTube, so obviously I'm getting revenue from that. And I'm gonna talk about all of that, like becoming an influencer and money and stuff like that, in further episodes, which we will discuss. But I was working on that until I was able to be able to leave my job, so that was always the goal. And actually, prior to doing two of these jobs, I was actually working at a tech company as a health and wellness consultant, and I was running their health and wellness programs for their employees. I was training them. I was helping them with their diets. I was coordinating all different types of events. I was doing that job, and I was working part-time as a server because it was really good money. This is all like through the pandemic, right? Like last year. And I realized that I didn't want to go in the direction of health and wellness anymore, and I really wanted to pursue other things, one of them being social media. I didn't really know what I was going to pursue. I thought I was going to go back to school for psychology. I just knew that the direction that I was in when it came to health and wellness, I no longer wanted to be in there. And because I wasn't even making that much money, I was like, I need to leave. Like, I need to be smart about what I'm doing. And I have belief in myself that I can go towards what I want in my life. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go full time and work as a server slash bartender because I'm making literally triple the amount of money that I make in an hour there versus at a company where it was great and it was a salary and it was stable. But I knew because I wasn't wanting to go in the direction anyways, and it wasn't, and I still had to have a second job because it wasn't paying all of my bills. I was like, why am I staying here? So I decided to take the plunge and leave that job. And then I went full time. And that's what I've been doing for like a year and a half. Just if you guys are curious. So with that said, obviously I have a lot more time now to work on my content, and you might not have even really noticed just how much I was working the past year and a half if you guys have been following me on Instagram or watched any of my content, because I've been very consistent and I've gotten everything up unless I was really sick. But there was a lot going on behind the scenes, and I'm really proud of myself for where I've gotten. But it also took a lot of work, and it took a lot of learning how to also balance and being smart with the way that I was producing certain content so that I wasn't burned out and all of those things. So with that said, I'm going to be starting the new year with so much more time, which means so much more content for you guys. And I am truly so excited. This is what I've been working towards, is to be able to show up even more for you guys. And now, especially that I'm on YouTube, that does take a lot more time for me to sit down and record and edit videos, but that's something that I love to do. And to be honest, right now, I have a love-hate relationship with TikTok because that was my first platform that I grew on. And I know some of you guys who listen to my podcast are from there. But the thing with TikTok is, and a lot of content creators have been going through this right now, and again, this can be a whole other episode, but it's not a place where you can really nurture your audience in the sense that it's very short form, like the content. And I'm somebody who talks about topics that need unpacking. Like, we need to unpack a lot of things when I'm talking about just one specific topic, about why you keep attracting toxic men, or why you don't love yourself, or how to heal your inner child. Like, that needs longer than 3 minutes to unpack, or 30 seconds to unpack in a TikTok. So I feel like it's a great platform to get outreach and get new audience to come and follow my stuff. But I really have been focusing on my podcast and obviously YouTube, because I knew that that was going to be my end goal in terms of when I had a bigger audience. I wanted that these two things to be my main focus, because I want to talk to you guys for longer than 3 minutes. I need to talk to you guys for longer than 3 minutes. If I want to truly help you and help you glow up into the best version of yourself and really get to the root cause of things, I'm sorry, but it's not really going to get done over a 30-second video on TikTok. Now, I might spark your interest, and that's what I have done for a lot of people, but if you really want to see change in life, you need to get that message integrated within your mind a lot more frequently, for a longer period of time. That's why I really think that long-form content is so important and crucial on anyone's journey, really, when you're trying to learn something, when you're trying to get your mind right, when you're just trying to get yourself in order. That's why I'm always watching YouTube. I'm always listening to podcasts way before scrolling on TikTok, way before scrolling on Instagram. So just know that that's like my mindset about social media. And I haven't posted on TikTok in like, oh gosh, like 2.5 weeks. And I do want to get back to it. I have some plans for that, but I'm not really that focused on it because I know that this type of content is really, really what's making an impact for you guys. And I don't know. I also just have a gift of just speaking for way too long, and I like it. Low key, like listening to myself speak. We should unpack that with a therapist, but you know what? I digress. Okay, so let's do some updates for the podcast. I started this podcast at the beginning of this year, and I've been doing an episode every week. I think I missed like two because I was sick both like two different times of the year. But other than that, I've been doing one episode a week, and it's just audio. So this podcast episode is live on Thursday, the day that you're listening to it, or maybe it's longer than that, but we have two more Thursdays of the year and then we're into the new year. So my plan is I actually have two more guests that are coming on the podcast. I have a guy actually coming on the podcast and we're going to be talking about toxic masculinity. And I think it's going to be so beautiful. I've heard him speak on a different podcast before, A Feminine Frequency, and he has a beautiful story and also some really good tips for us women to understand masculine energy and to really be able to get into the relationships that we want with men who are healed. Because a lot of us don't even know how to be in a healthy relationship with a masculine man. So anyways, he's coming on the podcast. So that's what you're going to hear after this episode. And I have one more guest as well. We're going to be talking about healing cycles and patterns within us. And then that's going to be the end of the year. Moving forward, I don't think I'm going to be having more guests on the podcast. And there's a few reasons why. I am somebody who, I don't want to just say I'm a Scorpio and just like I'm a deep thinker and like I'm an introvert and all these things, like whatever. Sure, we can use that. But it's not that I struggle with having connections with people, but I feel like in order for me to have a really good, deep conversation with someone, I really have to feel like I know them on some level. And the problem with having guests on the podcast is sometimes you're like, this is what will happen. Podcasters will get guests on the podcast that they don't know anything about them, or they have to do a lot of research on them. And it feels very just not aligned. So, and actually everyone who's been on my podcast, it's been somebody that I have listened to, somebody that I look up to, somebody that I really like. So I don't want you to think that anyone who came on the podcast, it was like not aligned. But I just started to realize like there's not that many more people that I really feel like, it's not that people don't have value to come on the podcast and teach you guys something and have a conversation. And I'm not trying to say that I know everything, but it's really hard for me as a podcaster to really, first of all, even have the time to research all these people, especially when I do not consume their content or I haven't learned something from them. And also just getting everyone's schedules aligned and all of these things, it's just a lot. And another thing is, now that my podcast is really, really starting to grow because my YouTube is growing now, we're at 72,000 subscribers, which is amazing, which I'm seeing an influx of listeners on my podcast now. I have content for years from you guys. When I ask a Q&A on my Instagram, and I don't even have that many followers on Instagram. I have a little less than 7,000 followers. That's my smallest platform, but I have a lot of engaged followers. If I ask a Q&A, I could literally make an episode every single day for the rest of the year based off of one question that you guys have asked me. And they're beautiful questions. They're amazing, deep questions. And I feel like I have a lot of insight and I have a lot of opinions and I have a lot of advice for you. Does that mean that I know all the answers? No, but there's so many things that we can talk about on this podcast, especially with what you guys are asking in all aspects of our lives. So that's what I love about the Glow Up, my brand in general, is that we can talk about a lot of things. We can talk about self-healing. We can talk about relationships, dating, health and wellness, becoming the best versions of ourselves. So with that being said, I have a lot of content that I can create from you guys and really building this community. So this is what my thoughts are for the podcast in the new year. And actually, let me tell you what I'm doing throughout December 1st so that you understand why this will be happening. So it's the holidays right now. I am still working. I am recording. I am creating YouTube videos. I'm going to be going to Tulum, Mexico for New Year's Eve, and I'm going to be going there for a week. So I'm prepping right now. I'm always prepping. Just to let you know, if you don't understand like the influencing space, the video that you're watching or the podcast episode that you're hearing, it wasn't just like filmed and edited the same exact day that you're listening to it. I know you guys know that, but there is so much thought and planning, especially when you take your platforms and you look at it as a business, which I do. There is a lot of strategic things happening behind the scenes. And so there's a lot of planning. So right now I'm planning, I'm filming, I'm editing, I'm uploading. You see me on YouTube, you see me everywhere. But with that said, because I'm having a trip, even though I'm going to be gone for just a week, I basically have to look at that trip as if it's going to take me out for about 2.5 weeks. So there's going to be a lot of videos that I need to plan, record, film, all that, upload, edit for when I'm gone. But I also have to think about all the videos that I would be recording for when I'm back as well. I need to do that before I even leave. And so this is where the new concept of the podcast comes in. First of all, I am going to start filming my podcast episodes because I know a lot of you guys have been asking. I did a poll on my community tab on YouTube and a lot of you guys voted that you wanted to see me and hear me. So I'm going to be planning on recording my podcast episodes and I'm putting it on my YouTube channel as well. You'll still be able to get this episode on Spotify and Apple if you don't want to see me. It'll just be a normal episode, but that's going to be an option. So how I want to do the episodes now, so we can think about it like this. One episode is going to be everything related to like business and finances and productivity and influencer life or just career, anything. It doesn't have to be influencer. Everything that's very much so like get your fucking ass up and work. We want to be boss babes. We want to be independent. We want to get our shit together. We want to make money. Like everything to do with that, productivity, all that good stuff. The next episode, and this is no particular order, I'm just saying it as if it's like a week two thing, will be everything about health and wellness. So I get a lot of questions about what should we be eating or routines or different workouts to be doing or wellness products or vitamins, minerals, recommendations, advice, all of these things, right? So everything to do with health and wellness. The next episode will be about relationships. So relationship advice, dating, heartbreak, friendships, like everything to do with relationships, we're going to be talking about it. And the last episode will be all about self. So think about self-love, self-concept, body image, confidence, feeling deservingness, worthiness, healing, everything really to do with self. That can even include beliefs. Now, within each episode, I want to break it down into certain segments, if you will. I'm not solid on how exactly, but these are some things that I've been thinking about. So when I do every episode, I usually do some sort of intro. So of course I will intro the episode. I'll give you any updates that I need to update you guys on. And I was thinking that I wanted to talk about like a quote of the week related to that theme of the episode for the week, because I repost a lot of quotes on Instagram. I see a lot and I feel like there's so many beautiful quotes that we see online and I love to analyze and break them down and kind of like talk about the insights that I get out of these quotes. So I was thinking that we could do something like that. And again, it's related to whatever topic that we're talking about that week. I also wanted to bring some more personal stuff into the episode. So I could be talking about something that I'm doing and something that I'm not doing anymore, or something that I'm loving or something that I'm hating, something that I'm into, something that I'm no longer into, or that I'm no longer entertaining when it relates to the theme of the video. And then we're gonna do a Q&A section. So I'm gonna compile a bunch of different questions that you guys have related to that topic. And I get so many questions, so we'll definitely go through a few. Of course, I'm gonna pull out the ones that are quite prevalent, that are relatable to most people, the questions that are being asked over and over. So I feel like that is a good way of structuring the podcast and, you know, giving you guys what you want to hear, because this podcast is really for you and to build more of a community. And in that way, every single month, we can kind of come back to a certain theme instead of just like you waiting 3 months before I talk about health and wellness again. Because how I was doing some podcast episodes, some of them would be Q&As, right? But the Q&As would be all over the place. And I mean that in a sense of I would be talking about health and fitness, and then I'll be talking about relationships, and then I'll be talking about healing. And sometimes people are just like really into one vibe of the season and they just want to hear about health and wellness or just about relationships or just about finance. So I feel like it'll be easier for you as well to navigate and listen to the podcast episode depending on what your mood is or what you want to listen to. And another thing that I want this podcast to be, especially when it comes to the visual, is like I want to have this podcast be something that you play when you're cleaning, when you're driving, when you're chilling on a Friday night, when you have Sunday scaries and you need a good voice in your head or on your TV and just kind of getting you aligned and whatever you want to be aligned with, you know, because I look at all the people that I've always watched on YouTube and podcast, and these people are very prevalent in my life, and they are consistent, and they have lots of content for me to binge watch and just play in the background and really get my mind right. And I really know the importance of having that type of content. So I feel like doing it this way will be really helpful, and then you can see me as well. And if you are bored on a Friday night, or if you're bored on a Sunday night and you have Sunday scaries, you can put my episode on and you are good to go, honey. So I think that that is something that's really aligned and it makes a lot of sense for me. I obviously want to know your guys' thoughts. So definitely let me know on Instagram or on my community tab what you think about this idea. Now, will things maybe change in terms of segments or topics and stuff like that? Maybe, but we will see. And with that said, yesterday, I asked you guys for like a Q&A. I was like, I'm going to do another Q&A thing. Ask me any questions. Ask me any advice about yourself, about me, anything that you need to know about any topic. And of course, I got all ranges of topics. Like I literally got so many freaking questions. So this is what I'm going to do because I need to plan episodes as well. So the first four episodes of January, they're not going to be recorded because I'm going to pre-record them and I'm going to start the new podcast themes. So we're going to do the business and productivity. We're going to do the health and wellness. We're going to do the relationships and we're going to do the self. And then starting in February, that's when you're going to see the filmed version of this. So we'll already have done four episodes and then we'll go back to the top, but you will also see me. So what I'm also going to do, because in February, I'm going to need new questions from you guys. I'm going to ask you the week before what questions you want answered, depending on the certain episode that is showing up. So make sure that you're following me on Instagram, The Glow Up Secrets, if you want questions to be answered like that. And I think it'll be good. I think it'll be great. And if you ask any questions from my previous story from like 2 days ago, just know that I have all of them written down, all of them separated, and we will get to them in all of the episodes. And then I was thinking, okay, well, what I want to talk about today, because there was like so many questions and I don't want to address everything and go everywhere. So what we're going to talk about is New Year prep, because a lot of people did ask about New Year's preparation. And I felt like I need to talk about it now because the next two episodes, people are going to be on the podcast.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So first off, I did post a video on YouTube on how to make every year your year. So I do suggest you go and watch that video. But we're going to talk about some of the things that you need to get in alignment, in my opinion, before the new year so that you can have an amazing year, so that you can have the best year, however you want, and really to make this year your year, like every year. Because listen, I've made this past year my freaking year, but I also have the mindset of every year is my year because of a few things. So there's a few mindset shifts that you need to just start making so that you're not in the same cycle of starting a bunch of new goals, the same goals that you have every year. I'm gonna diet, I'm gonna lose weight, I'm gonna get back to this or that. And then you fall off after like 3 weeks and then you feel like a failure. And then you say new year, new me every single year. Also no shade if you do, because that was me for many, many years. But it's important that you pick up this mindset, and I called it the duality mindset in my video. And again, I expand on everything that I'm going to talk about here in the video. So please go watch that if you want. But you need to start adopting the duality mindset of being okay with everything in life, being okay when you fail, being okay when you have negative emotion, being okay with sometimes you're sick, being okay with when life doesn't really plan out exactly how you want it to. Because the reason why we sometimes look back and say, oh, last year was not my year and I failed and I did that, is because you're very resistant to the fact that not everything is going to be perfect. It's basically like having an all or nothing mindset. We really need to drop having an all or nothing mindset, because the all or nothing mindset is what ends up getting us into cycles of dieting and then falling off, or going super hard at the gym and then falling off, or focusing on the outcome but not on the process. Like, it's not helpful to be in this mindset. Accepting yourself for not being perfect, accepting for that life is not always going to be perfect, accepting that you can have a bad day and fall off. I mean, I don't even want to say fall off, but sure, fall off really helps you actually be able to get back up quicker. Because if you look at yourself like you failed, you're going to just be like, oh, okay, well, I ate really bad on a Tuesday, so you know what, I'm just going to wait till Monday and restart. Or if you were in a more accepting, more, it's okay that I messed up today, you get back up very quickly and you say, okay, well, the next meal I'm going to eat better. Or, you know, if that was your last meal, then tomorrow morning I'm going to make sure that I have a lot of water and I'm going to move my body the way that I said that I was. Instead of getting so caught up on the fact that you weren't perfect and, oh, okay, well, you know what, then screw it, I'm just going to start on Monday. We have to stop with that mindset. Another thing that's important to think about and really get in alignment before the new year is when you're writing out goals that you want to accomplish, things you want to get done, you really need to address the beliefs that you hold about these things. So we all think big and we dream and we want love and we want our career and our friendships and new clothes and more money and whatever we want, right? Our dream body. But we don't actually get real with ourselves and check to see if we even believe that we can get these things, because we'll write these things down. But if you actually don't believe that you can make 100K next year, or if you don't believe that love is a consistent thing in your life and that you can actually get it and that you are deserving of having a man show up in your life right now as you are, you can write that down 1,000 times on your manifestation list, but it's not going to come to you, because you are, first of all, operating out of a lot of your subconscious beliefs from your day-to-day life. And you're not going to go for things, or you're not going to do healthy things, habits, talk to healthy men for yourself if you actually don't believe that you can get it. Because you might see a healthy man and feel like, oh, actually, no, I can't. I can't talk to him. I'm not worthy. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not skinny enough. He probably likes other people, whatever. But on your manifestation list, you say that you want a healthy relationship. But then as soon as you see a healthy man, you're like, no, I can't. You have to address the beliefs that you hold about men. You have to address the beliefs that you hold about yourself. You need to address the beliefs that you hold about getting success in your life. You got to do that first. And if you find that they're very limiting and negative, you need to reprogram that before you even try and take action. Because if you try and take action, what's going to happen is you will hit the gym for like 2 weeks and then you'll fall off because you're very not aligned. You are planning things out of desperation, out of scarcity, out of not believing that you can get these things. And it just becomes a mess. So doing subconscious reprogramming is important. You can do that through guided meditations, night affirmations. You can look up Dylan James. He's really, he's like a mindset coach, and he talks a lot about reprogramming your subconscious beliefs. And he really, like, all of his content is about that. So I think it's really important if you are trying to like pick up new beliefs about yourself. I think that's really important. Doing some inner child discovery. I have inner child discovery prompts. I have a abundance mindset journal prompt guide as well to get you more self-aware about the things that you believe about yourself and also why you do the things that you do. And when you get your beliefs more in alignment and you start to believe that you can get certain things in your life, then taking action becomes a lot less hard. And you actually realize you don't need to write all of these a million thousand goals lists over and over and rebrand your life a thousand times, because you believe that you're going to get these things, and you're going to naturally start to take actions and take care of yourself and get into healthier relationships and say no to the people that are not treating you well without having to write it down a thousand times. Another thing that you really need to, I guess it's not even about prep. I guess it is, because we're going to address it, but to not bring into the New Year's is doing things out of scarcity. So like hopping on trends and wanting to become a content creator because everyone else is. Now, I'm not saying don't become a content creator or like an influencer or do anything in your life that you truly want to do, but you got to be aware of when you're hopping on a certain trend or you're telling yourself to do a certain thing just because everyone else is doing it, but it's actually not aligned to you. Like, you're not on purpose. You actually have no interest in talking about these things or making this type of content. Or maybe you're just like, you're hanging out with a bunch of people who aren't even in alignment with what you want, like where you want to be spending your time. You're doing things out of scarcity. And for many reasons, it's because you care about making money and you want to be successful and you want to be a part of the crew. And that's totally fine. There's a million ways that you can make money, though. There's a million different types of people in your life that you can be friends with. So it's very limiting, and you're operating out of this scarcity energy when you're doing things that are not aligned to you. So it's really important to take a look at what you're telling yourself to do on a day-to-day basis. Is this aligned? Are you on purpose? Do you even really like doing what you're doing? And if not, then try something new. If you want to be a content creator, talk about something you really like talking about. Stop looking at everyone else and hopping on a trend and, oh, okay, I'm going to become that girl and I'm going to make that girl videos because everyone else is making it and my life can kind of look like that. So I'm going to manipulate it and I'm going to be like them. Like, if that's not really you and that's not what you want to do, don't do it. You can do anything you want in life. You absolutely can. But it's back to addressing certain beliefs that you hold about yourself as well. It's like, do you just not believe that you could grow an audience from who you authentically are? Why do you have to be somebody else in order to grow an audience? Why do you have to hang out with people when you're not even being real and you have to be kind of fake? Like, you don't believe that you can find friends who would like you for you and who would spend time doing the things that you actually like to do. It's all about addressing the beliefs, but just kind of being aware of when you're doing things out of scarcity. And now sometimes, of course, like, we have to talk about scarcity, which I didn't really say in the YouTube video, but obviously there's going to be things that we're scared of doing. But ask yourself when you're just doing it just because you're telling yourself to do it, not because you actually really want to do it. And if you want to do something, just do it. Like, literally, it's 2023. Everyone's making money doing whatever they want. Everyone's being successful with whatever they want. But you need to have the belief in yourself that you can do it. You need to back yourself. I tell my friends this all the time. I tell myself this all the time. I have to back myself. I have to believe in myself. People ask me why I've been successful on social media and I'm doing all these things. It's because at my core, I believe that what I have is a gift and I back myself on that. And everything else falls into place. All the opportunities, all the money, all of the things, I don't need to worry about it because I am on purpose and I am aligned. Alignment is so big, and I'm going to be talking about it way more, especially when it comes to the business and the influencer and the finance and all that kind of stuff episodes, because I think it's so huge. A lot of people are operating out of scarcity. A lot of people don't know what to do with their lives. A lot of people are not feeling like they have any purpose, and it's totally understandable, and there's a lot of reasons, and we need to unpack that. But at the end of the day, decide what you freaking want in your life and go and get it. And if that means that you need to address certain negative beliefs before you get that thing, then you need to do that. Don't start taking action until you really address these beliefs that you hold about the thing that you truly want in your life. That's that on that. The next thing, if you want, I think it is fun to create a mood board. I'm calling it a mood board because it's literally, you're just gonna set the mood for the year. You don't need to put a bunch of pictures on a mood board, whether that be physical or on your computer, as if your life needs to aesthetically look exactly like that. If you are super obsessed with the aesthetic and you're manipulating your life and like your life needs to be like how it looks, then I think you're just focusing on the wrong thing. So for me, I didn't even really have to write out, but I did, like, some of the things that I'm really going to be focusing on this year. And I pulled the idea or the main theme of the thing that I really want, and I found a photo that represents that thing. And then I put it on my mood board. And I am detached from the mood board in terms of the aesthetic. So there's one photo of this girl on the beach and she's wearing this like satin beautiful dress, and it's just very like it represents woman to me. It represents just sensuality and just womanhood, and she's beautiful and whatever. That girl doesn't look like me. She never will, because I'm not even the same race as her. But it's just the essence of like, that's what I want. I want to be fully embodied in my feminine energy and just being a woman. And so I think when you're trying to make a mood board, it's amazing and you can do it and whatever, but just be aware that like, don't be so obsessed with what is on it. And like, let's say you put a body goal on there. Just know, like, you don't need to have your body look exactly like the girl. And if you keep checking in the mirror and seeing that your body doesn't look the exact same as that girl on the vision board, then this is not, it's not good. It's not helpful. And I used to be that girl. I used to print out all these pictures from Tumblr, and I would get so down on myself when my life didn't look like that. And it's just, that's just not how to live. Now, I made my mood board on Canva. You can use a free version. Go on Canva, type in desktop wallpaper, and then click blank template. And you can go on Pinterest and pull all the photos that you want, add them on there, and then put that on your desktop if you want, or you can print it out if you want. That's what I did, and I love mine. If you want to see what mine looks like, then again, go to my YouTube channel, and I talked about it in the video. So I'm going to talk about a few things that I'm going to be focusing more on, and like what I want to achieve or just have more of in my life this year. And I'm gonna kind of tell you the main thing that will get me to that thing. So one thing that I want to focus on, which I've talked about for like 1,000 minutes already on the podcast, is I want to rebrand my podcast. So I've already created a plan to do that, and that's why it will happen. And I also have the belief that I can do that, and the knowing that it makes sense and it's aligned. So one thing I will say about planning, you need to have a freaking plan with whatever you're doing. Like, truly, we need to add some more masculine energy into our lives. We can't just do things off of whim. So what I use is Notion. I use Notion to add all of my YouTube ideas, all my thoughts, all of the everything that I possibly, all my to-do lists, like everything that I'm working on, my ideas, all the things that I want to get done, whether that be personal or business, I add them all into just pages on Notion. I know a lot of people have like Notion templates and they're beautiful and they're aesthetic, and I sometimes get too caught up in that. So I just like make it quick. I know Tess Barclay, she has a lot of different templates. So you can check hers out if you want on Notion, but whatever. So I do that. And then once I have everything that I want written out and my ideas, I actually have a calendar. I think it's also very important in 2023 that you have a freaking calendar. Digital calendars work best for me because I am somebody who moves things around. I consider my cycle. I consider the weather. I consider the fact that things come up in life, which means I have to move things around. And I just like the fact that you can do that with a digital calendar. So I use Google Calendar. And obviously, I've already written out all the things that I needed to for the podcast. So that's how I'm going to be getting that done. And I do also want to rebrand my podcast art. I need to get professional photos taken of me. I've never gotten them done before, and that needs to be a thing. So I'm going to put that into the universe, and somebody is going to come into my life, and we're going to make that happen. But I'm just indecisive when it comes to color schemes and the vibe of things. That's why when you're building a business or just creating anything for yourself, it's good to be aware of when you are obsessing too much about the details. And that's why like I didn't get professional photos, and I just created my own podcast art and kind of like did everything as best as I could and didn't focus too much on all the details, because then I wouldn't have posted. I would spend too much time on what my aesthetic's gonna look like versus just posting an episode. But it is time, I think, that I get a little bit more professional. So that will definitely be coming. I do want to keep the blue theme into the Globe Secrets. Blue is my favorite color, and I just think that, I don't know, it's a vibe. Anyways, we'll see. You'll see. It'll happen. I've talked about it before. It's gonna happen. The next thing that I want more of in my life is friendship. I I'm really learning how to have deeper, more meaningful friendships in my life. I've been doing that this year. I've been going to women's circles. I've been letting people in. I've been sharing when I'm down, when I'm happy. I've been a good friend. I've really worked on that this year, and I want more friendship in my life. I don't want to be so hyper independent. I don't want to be so focused on one thing. Balance is very important for me this year, and I want to have fun. I literally want to not feel bad about hanging out with friends. So what I'm going to be doing is facing some fears, really, because if I think about the essence of when friends ask me out or when we want to do things and when my friends are going out, I kind of feel a lot of fear of doing things because I'm like, no, I should be working on my business, or I need to get sleep, or I need things to be a certain way. It's very perfectionist. It's very scarcity. It's very hyper independent, giving chronic self-improver. And I think that I'm obviously, like, I'm really healing from that. And I think that if I want friends, I need to face some fears. And actually, one of the things that is it's so crazy to even say this. I had to, like, journal this out and talk to myself and, like, journal this out when my friends had asked me to go to Tulum, because in, like, naturally I was like, no, like, I don't want to do that. And all these fears came up. So I really had to work through them. And now I'm so excited to go. And I think it's going to be amazing. And I cannot wait. And also, I just think that, like, be open for me. I'm just talking to myself here, to be open to change and to meet new people. And not everyone needs to be on your same journey in order to, like, have a good time and all of these things. So that's something that's going to, you know, definitely do more of, and actually travel as well. I'm going to be going to Vegas. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be going to Barbados with my somatic therapist in, like, springtime for a retreat, which I've never done before. And travel is just not something that has ever really been on my radar, mainly because I just never had the money when I was growing up. And I was hyper independent and I was always working. And I'm like, no, you can't take a trip and this, that. So I think travel is going to be more of a thing for me this year. So we'll see. We'll talk about it more. Also, I do want more love in my life. Now, I'm just going to address this here. I know a lot of people, not everyone that's listening to this podcast, have been listening throughout the summer. I did have a boyfriend, and I'm not going to go into too much detail because, honestly, I don't really know what that's going to entail for me with this man that I have talked about on the podcast. But just know, I am okay. He is okay. Everything is great. We are healing. We are growing. We are evolving. And that is it. But I would, like, I still want lots of love in my life, especially from a man. So that is definitely going to be a thing this year. But the way that I'm going to be, like, bringing that more into my life is to first not feel jaded about relationships, first to love myself, be the change that I want to see in others, not get into this negative spiral and mindset and obsess and be scared of what's next and where things are going to take me and all this. I have been doing literally so much expansion and growth within myself as a woman. And I just know that every day that I'm working on myself, I'm able to show up better in my relationship. So love, absolutely on the list. Another thing is moving my body. Now, there's a lot to be said here because I've talked about this in one of my podcast episodes as well as YouTube. I had to heal my relationship with food, heal my relationship with how I looked at fitness, and I was very, it was not a good relationship with it. And then, you know, I'm in the best shape of my life. My body looks amazing. I'm the healthiest I've ever been, mentally, physically. But I do know the importance of moving your body. And honestly, this year, I didn't really move my body that much. It wasn't a goal priority for me to go to the gym all the time. Mainly that was because I was so busy and I was also working as a server. So I did know that I was moving my body a lot. But I do want that to be more of a consistent routine for me, because it's so important that you wake up, and it doesn't have to be perfect. I'm definitely not going to be perfect, like, especially when I'm going through my menstrual cycle and whatever, like, I cycle sync and I make sure, yeah. But there's a few things here, actually. One, it's really important for you to not focus so much on the outcome. And that's what I'm going to be doing and why I know that movement is going to be even more prevalent in my life is because I'm not going to be focusing on the outcome. So I'm not going to look at it like, oh, this needs to change my body, because the truth is I don't really feel like I need to change my body. So if I only go to the gym because it's going to change my body, then I won't even go, right? And another thing is moving your body is like moving stuck energy. And I'm somebody who can get in their head a lot. I'm working on my computer a lot. I have 1,000,000,000 thoughts that run through my head. So I think it's so important to step away and move your body, whether that be on the treadmill, walks outside, actual working out. I am going to be doing more like functional training, because especially now that I'm going to be working from home more, I do want to make sure that my glutes are strong, my lower back is strong, my arms are strong, everything, just like healthy muscle on my body. I've lost a lot of muscle that I used to have when I was really into fitness, and I would like to get that back. So that's going to be a very big priority for me, but it's very much so from a place of just health. Like, I just want to be super healthy. I'm 27, and thinking about the fact that, like, I want children, I really want to be at my optimal health, especially when I'm trying to conceive children, which I'm not doing right now, don't worry. But you got to prepare for that. And the last thing that I want to achieve and or have really is to help you guys. I want to really do my best to put out content that is truly going to help you guys. And it's not just going to be like I was talking about the TikTok videos, like 3-second videos where I make you think for a second and then you kind of go back to your cycles. Like, I really want to make an impact on your lives somehow, some way, in any way that I can. I know that I do that a lot, but I really want to be that voice for you. Because again, I've grown up watching certain people that have been that for me, and that it really helped me through the times that I was trying to glow up, through the times that I was living in a freaking trap house, when my mom wasn't doing good, when I hated myself, when I was in a binge eating cycle, when I was going through chronic illness. I really heavily relied on certain people in the industry to get me through the day by listening to podcasts and YouTubes. And I really want to be that for you guys and be a good voice. Now, is everything that I'm saying going to align to you? No. Do you need to take everything that I'm saying as truth for your life? No. Am I going to do my best to try and, you know, really empower you guys to make your own decisions? Yes. But also no. Like, I am coming from my own background, my own beliefs. And so that is going to come out in my content. But just always know, you can take what you want, leave what you don't want. And I just hope that I can be that voice for you guys in the new year. And I know I've been where you guys are. And also I am where you guys are too. It's not just like, oh, I'm up here and you guys are just on your journey. Like, no, I'm constantly on my journey. And that's what helps me show up in this as a figure online, is that a lot of the things that I talk about is because I'm going through them, or I'm going through them again, or a wound came up and I had to heal it again, or whatever. So it's really about community and connecting and helping you guys. Now, there is a few things that I'm working on that are very big, and they're going to be for you guys. I'm not going to talk about it. I know I'm not going to talk about it right now, but don't worry. You will hear about it and you will see it, and it should be a thing for the, well, it will be a thing this year. But yeah, those are just some of the things I'm going to be working on. And again, the biggest mindset though that I'm taking into this year is like duality, like accepting all that is, accepting when I have bad days, accepting when I have great days, working through fears, not being perfect. Also considering my cycle, considering that not every day is going to be the same, and continuing to grow and to really address the beliefs that I have been holding on to from childhood. Because this is the thing with beliefs, right? Like, they're so ingrained in us. I still have to do a lot of belief work around men, around money, around success, around my self-worth, my confidence. But the more I do it every day and reintegrate and create new beliefs and do the work, I mean, I just keep going up, because that's what happens when you start to change the beliefs that you hold about yourself and others as well. And I hope that I can be a motivation, an inspiration. I can teach you guys what I've been taught and what I've been learning. And that's the goal. I think it's going to be a great year for all of us. It's going to be a good year because we decide it's going to be a good year. It's not going to be a good year because hopefully things happen. And no, we're going to decide right now that it's going to be a good year. And that's that. I'm not hearing anything else. I don't want to hear anything else. Okay, guys, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. So much to come. Cannot wait to also see you guys on YouTube as well as I am doing these episodes. It'll be different. I will have to get used to having the camera on me. Also, another thing, I think I have to buy a new camera, guys. I have this Sony A5000 camera. And it's crazy because this was the camera that I bought like 7 years ago when I wanted to become a YouTuber. And now that I'm using it, it's just kind of a full circle moment, but it heats up a lot. And it's not really that annoying because I just stop and then it like goes back. But it's going to kind of be annoying when I'm filming and recording a podcast episode, especially because they're much longer than YouTube videos. So I'm considering getting the Sony ZV-1, I think it is. I don't know. If you guys have any recommendations for cameras that are sit down that won't blow up after 3 seconds, let me know. I heard the battery kind of runs out on that one as well, but I know the one that I have, it's just not it. So we will see, but we'll get it together. Don't you worry. We'll get it together. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the last two episodes. Of course, you're going to hear me again on the intros for the next two episodes of the year. But I hope you guys have an amazing holiday, amazing Christmas, Hanukkah. I don't know when that is. Whatever you're celebrating or whatever you're not. Also, if you struggle with seasonal depression and just like feeling low throughout the winter months, please go listen to my podcast episode about that, as well as my YouTube channel if you're feeling a little bit low about that. Don't worry, we're all in this together. Have the best time of your life. Enjoy everything that you can. I love you guys, and I will talk to you in the next one.